In his first address to the members of the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See, Pope Benedict XVI thanked the corps for their attention towards the Church's mission in the world. But the Holy Father's thoughts went first and foremost to those nations yet to establish ties with the sovereign state.
En m'adressant à vous, ma pensée va également au pays.
Today my thoughts also go to the nations who have yet to establish relations with the Holy See. I wish to thank them for their participation on the occasion of the death of my predecessor and my election to the chair of Peter. I greet their civil authorities and express the hope that they will soon be represented at the Holy See. I received many messages from some of these nations, particularly those states where there is a large Catholic community. Those communities and the people they belong to are very dear to me. I assure them that they are always in my prayers.
Pope Benedict touched on the legacy of his predecessor John Paul II in the diplomatic field. He spoke of John Paul's untiring mission of evangelization seen in his numerous pastoral trips, his memorable meetings with world leaders, and above all, his pursual of the respect for life and religious freedom throughout the world. Pope Benedict told the diplomats that he comes from a country where peace and fraternity is close to the heart of its people. We knew war and separation, he said, its inhumane ideology and oppression.
Vous comprendrez donc que je suis particulièrement sensible.
Perhaps knowing this, you can understand why dialogue between peoples to end conflict is an important issue for me. All of us together, the faithful, world leaders, diplomats, men and women of goodwill, we must strive to achieve a society of peace. We must prevent conflict based on cultural or ethnic differences. In order to do this, people must be free to express their spiritual patrimony without fear, free to share its spiritual wealth with others for the benefit of all.
Pope Benedict assured the diplomats present that the Church will never cease to proclaim and defend basic human rights, which, he underlined, are still violated in many parts of the world.
À la vie, à la nourriture,
the right to life, the right to food, to a home, to work, to healthcare, the protection of the family and the protection of social development, respecting the dignity of men and women created in the image of God.
Dans le respect de la dignité de l'homme et de la femme créée à l'image de Dieu.
The Church, he concluded, does not demand a single privilege for itself, but solely the legitimate conditions of freedom of action for its mission. In the community of nations, good diplomatic relations are based on this. I'm Emer McCarthy.